the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Hallelujah. I'm going to show you what strong faith is. Then I'm going to show you what hinders strong faith, what would keep you from developing strong faith, because it is the will of God for you to have strong faith. Y'all ain't too excited about it, huh? Well, if you don't know what faith will do for you, I can see why you don't have no enthusiasm. If you don't know what the benefit of strong faith is, then you just say, well, it don't matter whether my faith's strong or not. See, you don't care. But you'll miss out on God's best, because I'm giving you, I'm going to say, the Holy Spirit is sharing with us things that have been hidden for ages and generations. He has pulled the curtain back on our redemption, and he has shown us that we can have what God says we can have, and what God has provided is ours. Amen. Praise God. So everybody say, I got a measure. And it's going to increase today. Now, how does faith come?
By hearing
and hearing by what? All right, what is the word of God? It is the rhema of God. That word, W-R-D, is the word rhema. It is the word that God speaks to you that causes faith to come. Faith comes when you hear God talking to you. Hallelujah. How many of you know that Jesus made a promise to all of us that said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you? And then how many people will pray and say, Lord, don't leave me. Oh, Lord, please don't leave me. All right, but don't you know what the Bible says? He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Now, why are you asking him to not leave you when he gave you? See, you know what the Bible says, but you ain't living it in that particular case. Right? So let me tell you something. I know that was in the Bible, and many times I felt alone and said, Lord, where you at? Well, he already told me he ain't never left. He ain't going to never leave me nor forsake me. That's his word to me. Now, that word won't benefit me unless I mix faith with it. But let me tell you what made a big difference in my life. One day, at a critical time in my life, me and CeCe were at a crossroads, a major crossroads in our life. And we had made some major decisions that was going to put us on the road that we're on today, which we didn't notice the road we was taking because the Lord didn't show it to us. I didn't know what was up ahead. All I saw was a hill, not knowing what was on the other side, but I know I was in the path that God wanted me to be on, but I just didn't know where the path was taking me. And so right in the middle of that decision, I guess a few weeks after we made that decision, the Lord spoke to me. And I heard him say to me, Greg, I will not abandon you. I turned and looked to see who it was. Wasn't nobody there, and I knew it was the Lord. It was just that loud to me, even though it wasn't audible. It seemed like it was audible. But I heard it real loud, and I said, and so I stopped, and I said, what did you say? And then I heard him say, he said, I said, I will not abandon you. And boy, I dropped my head. And it seems as though that word that was in my mind dropped down into my spirit. Boom. I said, okay, Lord, I got it. Now I got rhema. Now, he had said all along he was never going to leave me or forsake me, but it didn't affect me that way because I felt alone and sometimes thought he wasn't there and asked, oh, Lord, please don't leave me. Don't take your Holy Spirit from me, all that kind of stuff. But when he spoke his word to me, that's what rhema is. When he speak his word to you, faith come into your heart. Faith came in me. Doubt went out. Fear went out. Unbelief went out. Confidence came in. Joy came in. peace came in. Hope came in. Victory came in. That's what faith will do. It will create in you joyful expectation. It will create in you peace and joy and victory, and it will cause you to see things different than other people see. Faith make you believe different. When that word hit my spirit, I said, okay, Lord, I got it. And then I examine it. I examine that word. So let me see what all he's saying. I say, now, Lord, you didn't say forsake like in the Bible, but abandon means about the same thing. I say, abandon means that you're not going to leave me on my own, that I will not be left without aid or support or help. See, when you abandon somebody, that means you leave them to themselves. You leave them without aid and support. You walk away. So what the Lord was telling me, I ain't never going to walk away. I'm never going to leave you on your own. You're never going to be without my help, Greg. And when I believe that, everybody say when he believed. It's just like when you believe what he's saying to you. That confidence come in you, and then I couldn't worry. I couldn't worry about it. I remember one time I sat down and I tried to worry. I say, you know, my natural mind, my natural reason say, Greg, you ought to be worried. What you gonna do? You ain't got a job. You got a wife and two little children. You got all your bills you still gotta pay. What you gonna do? You should be concerned. I was going down that vein and said, wait, no. I remember telling Cece, we talked about it, say, Cece, I can't worry. I ain't worried. I got confidence on the inside. That's what faith will do for you. So you ought to be excited about getting great faith, because it raises you up to another level in the spirit where you are not operating as a natural man or woman. You're not operating like a natural man, a common man. You start operating like a son or a daughter of God, operating in the kingdom. You start letting kingdom principles govern your life. And you see a kingdom that other people can't see. That's what faith will do to you. Faith will open your spiritual eyes and ears and your heart to receive what God has for you. So I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm happy about it. And I remember one time, a fella sat me down and talked to me. He looked at me real sarcastic, saying, tell me, what are you going to do? Because in the natural, I didn't have no means of support. In the natural, there was nowhere for me to turn. So it looked like, really, my life had done come to an end. What am I going to do now? It's like I'm going down and not up. And I looked at that man and I said, well, I'm going to trust God. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to keep trusting God. I'm going to keep believing God. And then I found out in the scriptures, turn to Jeremiah chapter 17. Hallelujah. Everybody say, I'm going to trust God. I'm going to let God, I'm going to let the Holy Ghost develop my faith in the Word. Say it. Say, my faith going to another level today. Look at your neighbor. Look him in the eye. Look him in the eye. Say, my faith going to increase today. Look him in the eye. Make sure their eyes ain't shifting now. Make sure they ain't looking all around in outer space and all down at the floor. Because if they looking all around, that means that they ain't really believing with their heart. Look them in the eye and say, my faith going to get stronger today. You believe that with all your heart? Then you can have what you say. Then you can have it. Your faith can go to another level just by you hearing God's word. See, I'm expecting faith to come to you because it's not just me talking to you. You're hearing the voice of God come through me. These words that I speak to you inspired by the Holy Ghost will cause faith to come in you. Your faith will go to another level. Your faith will be strengthened today. And when your faith is strong, then you have the ability and the grace to receive what God has already provided. Hallelujah. Say, I'm trusting in the Lord. Say, I'm a believer. Say, I believe this year is the best year of my life. The best year of my life. I believe that I'll be restored. I will recover all. And I'll be reconciled to relationships that are important for my destiny. I believe this is the best year of my life. I believe I'm rich. I believe I'm healthy. I believe I'm strong. I believe I have wisdom. I believe God's leading me. I believe God's guiding me. I believe I'm a child of the Most High. You've got to say what you believe. You got to say it, and you got to keep on saying it. When God speaks a word to you, then your job is to put that word in your mouth. And if you got to say it 1,000 times. Say what you believe. Decree what you believe. Just make sure it's based on the word. Say, I trust in the Lord. All right, Jeremiah 17. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departs from the Lord. That's verse 5. All right, listen to what happens. Cursed is the man. That means that that man don't have the blessing. That means that the blessing of God is not working in his life. You know why? Because he has made a decision to have an alternate source. He has not made God his number one source. You have to make God your single source supplier. How many know what a single source supplier is? That means we're not looking for anybody else. We don't care if they give us a better price. We've got a contract, and we have made this person a single source supplier. I have a single source supplier. Means I just go straight to them. They have agreed to supply this item. And I have agreed to buy this item from only them. If I went outside of that single source, then I would be breaking contract.